So, after this presentation of the different types of morphemes we have in English, we're in a position where we can exercise our morphological muscles, our analytical muscles, rather. What I would like you to do is to consider these two words, messes and messies, which you recognize from the sitcom Friends that we looked at earlier. And I want you to do is to divide the words into morphemes and identify what types they are. So we have free versus bound morphemes. We have roots versus affixes. And when it comes to affixes, we can distinguish between prefixes and suffixes. And we can also distinguish between derivational morphemes and inflectional morphemes. So what I would like you to do is to pause this presentation and for each of these two words, identify whether they are free or bound, each morpheme, whether it's a root or an affix, whether the affix is a prefix or suffix, and whether it's a derivational or inflectional prefix or suffix. Good luck. So, let's look at the word messes then. What we have here, of course, is the root mess, and it's a free root. And then we have er, a messer, which is a bound derivational suffix. And then we put that in the plural with the s, which means that we have a bound inflectional suffix there. When it comes to the word messes, we have almost the same kind of analysis. We have a free root, mess, to mess with someone. We have the bound derivational suffix e, the person who is messed with, the messie, and we put it in the plural with a bound inflectional suffix, the messies. Well done.